Welcome to the Dixon Daily Podcast, which covers various topics about growing up and becoming an adult. This podcast will discuss life lessons, such as being a better person in arguments, knowing how to let important people go, and most importantly, how to fall in love. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a... These episodes will come from experienced people who have lived their lives knowing what they have done well and wrong. These people have great advice for innocent youth and will teach every listener how to treat everyone as equals. The current episode we will dive into will be about my grandmother, Joanne Dixon, who lives a very inspiring life, falling in love with Howard Dixon and starting a life in Pasadena, Texas. She has had children who have become very successful adults and can now look back and see the highlights of her love and life. You can find the episode of Dixon Daily Podcast on the STH Radio Play. Just Google STH Radio Play, and the first link will take you to our episodes. And remember, if it ain't the Dixon Podcast, how will the road trip of life continue? The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love. Hello, welcome to our podcast, and I will be interviewing my grandmother, Joanne Dixon, and say hello really quick.
Hello, everybody. Whatever.
So, I'm just going to ask you a few questions about, like, your life and how it feels to be so far in life. So, my first question is, how was your childhood, and were you named after anything?
My childhood was about normal, I guess. I was... named after my daddy. His name was Joe, so with me they just added the "and" to it.
And how many siblings did you have, if you had any?
Had a brother, was 5 years older than me.
Was he kind of like a hero to you, or?
Yes, he kind of was.
My second question is, who did you look up to while growing up, and who do you look up to now?
Well, I guess I looked up to my mother. But she passed away in 2000.
I'm sorry.
So, actually, I guess my husband and my children.
Thank you.
I looked up to my grandchildren, yes.
Thank you. Are you glad with how you were, like, raised in a no-technology house?
Well, I like the technology, and I had a good education. Before that, you know, which brought me up to date with the technology. I'm not as good at it as my grandchildren are, though.
Yeah. Are you always on it?
Yes.
And so, talking about school, still, like, talk to people from your class?
No, I don't anymore for a long time.
Would you say you would be popular back then, or...
I think so. I had a lot of good friends. I was in the drill team at high school, Scottish Brigade. That was fun, and a lot of companionship with them. I liked my teachers.
What do you think is your worst teacher you've ever had, if you had, like, a story you can tell?
Worst teacher?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like my Spanish teacher. In high school, I just didn't learn as much. I didn't like her teaching methods. But I liked Spanish because I was good at it in junior high. I had a real neat teacher in junior high. And most of the Spanish I kind of remember now, remember from my junior high Spanish.
What did you want to be when you first grew up, like after high school or college?
I wanted to go to nursing school. I wanted to be a nurse. I just wanted to help people. I just liked medicine at the time.
And your children, how was it like raising them?
Oh, it was good. Both of my children were real good. And they were smart, well-behaved, and... it was good, always good.
And what was your greatest memory or moment as a mother?
Well, I guess with the children being born.
And how did it feel to see your kids graduate, like middle school, high school, and?
Oh, it was fantastic. I was so proud of them.
And are you disappointed with this current generation, and what do you think they should change?
No, I'm not disappointed in them. They have a lot of things to overcome.
The last question is advice for young teenagers. And what do you think they should do when they feel like sad or helpless?
Well, talk to their counselor or their parents. Go to somebody and talk about it, not hold it in.
What do you think about love, like for teenagers? Like, what's the best way you could love someone?
Well, I think you're going to have a lot of feelings for someone at a younger age, but it'll change the more you grow, the older you get, the more you understand it.
And how do you think they should deal with hating someone?
Well, hate's a terrible feeling. And that, again, you should talk to somebody about it and try to overcome it and find something good about the person that you hate, that you might like.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, darling. I hope that's good.
It was really good. Thank you.
Well, I hope so, baby. For sure.
Thanks, Grandma. That was my recording of our podcast, and I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you learned a lot of new things regarding life and love. Thank you.